Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Scott Berger, talking Blue Jay boys hoops. Sabetha is 11-3 and a 6-2 mark in the Big 7 league. The Sabetha boys have won 6 of their last 7 games, only one loss by 9 to Labette County in the semifinals of that tournament. The latest couple games, Coach, let's talk about them. Going back to last Friday against Silver Lake, you win the ball game 49-40. Several different storylines. Of course, the rim was broke and had to finish the game in the old gym. But the bigger story, I guess, is the fact that you were down 32-17 at halftime and won the game, holding Silver Lake to just 8 points in the second half. You hear about a tale of two halves, but that seems like it's pretty extreme from Friday night, huh?
That was. And the tale centered around us not attacking the paint in the first half and in the second half going inside. And we dominated the second half just by getting it to our post players and getting offensive rebounds. And, you know, that was just a big difference. First half settled for three-pointers. And when you're not making three-pointers, you don't score points. And so, yeah, we were real happy with the kids and the way they came back the second half, and also the way they responded when the game was delayed and went into the secondary gym. It was just a fun atmosphere for the kids and probably a game they'll always remember.
Yeah, no doubt. 5 guys scored between 7 and 18 points. Yeah, you only made 1 3-pointer in that contest, but we were talking before we started the interview about, you know, the inside play and the way that that's becoming a strength for your team, even without a ton of size. But I noticed Davis Roki had 18 in that ball game for you, so I guess that kind of backs up your thoughts on, you know, that inside game being an equaling balance factor for your offense.
And we need that inside game. We score best on our three-pointers when we go in and then kick it back out. And we just need to do that and place an emphasis on that. And we've got several kids that are playing well inside, and so we just need to utilize that strength of our team.
Yeah, one of those is Christian McAfee, who had 24 points last night. Great game for him as you beat Riverside on the road 63-48. And again, kind of pull away and separate a little bit there as that game went on. But besides C-Mac tonight, I guess, what else were some of the bright spots you saw from your team last night?
Just handling the adversity as the game went along. I felt like we got off to a slow start. They got us down, I think it was 9-0, and we responded to that and actually then made a run of ourselves. But Riverside just I thought they played very well. They made a lot of shots and they kept putting pressure on us, just scoring with their penetration. And then it came down to the third quarter and they stayed pretty close, and we made a good run right at the end of the third quarter. And then we made a big run to start the fourth quarter to put the game out of hand. But they've got some nice players. They just don't have depth, and I think that wore them down as the game went along.
Mentioned kind of the latest win streak here, and of course having a great year at 11-3, but a lot to play for and fight for, and sub-state and league standings here, and it looks like a couple pretty tough games. Rematches, of course, as you host Holton on Friday and then host Nemaw Central on Tuesday. At least you get both these games at home, but you have to feel like these are going to be some pretty good tests right now for your team coming up.
They'll be fun games. Both of them teams have some strengths that, you know, we'll have to adjust for each of those games. But we're excited about playing them and also excited about getting to play at home. I think 4 of our last 6 league games are home. So we're excited about that. And we just look forward to the second part of the season and hopefully we can improve each game.
Well, good luck in the next couple, Coach. Appreciate your time as always, and we'll chat again next week. Scott Berger of Sabetha. The weekly Blue Jay Coaches Shows are brought to you by C&K Service, by Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha.